What's today?
With the calendar now turning to December, it is officially Christmas Lights Day.
Today is National Christmas Lights Day.
250 strands of lights.
Wow, woo! Christmas lights.
100 individual bulbs per strand.
Christmas lights.
For a grand total of 25,000 imported Italian twinkle lights.
Happy National Christmas Lights Day.
Light them up.
Hit the Christmas lights.
It's showtime.
WQKX.
HD1, Sunbury. Somebody as a joke, probably Sam Tyler, left me two huge sets of Christmas lights in the studio. One colored, one white. What do I do?
Hey.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
True story, somebody left me Christmas lights. Our tree in the studio has no lights on it yet. Someone left two huge strings of lights on the sofa. I guess they feel I'm going to do it this morning while I'm on the air. I'm not busy enough, right? But I can help. I'm a team player. Do you have the same problem at work? Everybody on staff says, oh yeah, I'll help decorate the office. And then they all seem to be gone when you're doing it. Anyway, two sets of lights here, one color and one white, but LED bright white, which I think is beautiful. I tend to use white light outside, not inside. Although I do have a Christmas tree called the Angel Tree that's pure white. I am that guy that has more than one Christmas tree. We'll get into that topic later on. But it is December 1st, and it is National Christmas Light Day, a day that gives you the green light, see what I did there, to put up Christmas lights. Now, here in the studio, we have blue lights around our huge sign on the wall that says 94KX. That's kind of cool looking. Yeah, I did those. And this morning, 5 a.m., someone left two sets of lights on the couch here in the studio, white and color. I don't know which one to put on the tree. I think I'm going color, maybe use the white somewhere else. What do you do? We want to know. I'm going to post it up on Facebook because I'm lost at this point. I don't know which ones to use. So I'm going to post up 94KX Facebook page, and I want to know what you do with your Christmas lights. Colored or white? Blinking or solid? Let me know.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV, Fallon's on the way with the latest from Pfizer, like only Fallon can do.
Be a part of the show, Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
White lights, color lights, blinking lights, stationary lights, the old C9 screw-ins. It's National Christmas Light Day.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Pfizer and Moderna both say that they're already working on vaccines for the Omicron variant, while Johnson & Johnson is cheering them on.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Oh, no, turn it off. I'm too stressed. No, I don't want to hear her sing that song again. Hey, guys, it's only December 1st, and Christmas music is stressing you out already? Here's an article I was reading this morning, which kind of depressed me, because at the time I was listening to Christmas music on our sister station, The Valley. It was about getting stressed when you hear a Christmas song that causes a negative memory. Hearing it nonstop could become draining. And so they say, wear noise-canceling headphones to relieve yourself of the stress. What, are you going to go shopping with big NASCAR cans on your head? What, are you kidding me? I mean, now, don't get me wrong. There are Christmas songs that are annoying. We've been through this before. The Mariah Carey song annoys the hell out of me. I don't know why. I know everybody loves it, but when she hits that high note and every dog in my neighborhood starts to howl, I just want it to go away. And then I don't like any novelty Christmas songs. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Stop. We're supposed to be merry at Christmas. And the Grinch ended up being a nice guy. Why do we sing about the bad parts? I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. Stop it. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. Makes me want to knock yours out. Oh, Grandma got run over by a reindeer? Stop it. So maybe Mariah's not that bad after all. But if the music is stressing you out, the specialists say just turn it off. But it is Christmas time and it's only December 1st, so how could you let the Christmas music stress you out right out of the box? Doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, what Christmas lights to choose today? That's our topic. It's National Christmas Light Day, and I've got white lights and I've got colored lights. Which one should go on the 94KX studio Christmas tree? Get on our Facebook and let us know.
WQKX. Hi, Rome. I love you.
Bye, Dad.
you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Viral comedy is next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
I got two good cuts for you this morning. Ring doorbells are viral comedy all the time, but especially when a perfect stranger comes to your door.
You got $20 for a pack of cigarettes, huh? You got $20 for a pack of cigarettes?
No.
All right.
Bye. Why would you ring a random stranger's doorbell and ask them for $20 for cigarettes? We are indeed in strange times. But this one's adorable. Big brother's going back to college after Thanksgiving break, and he keeps saying goodbye to his little brother in a high chair.
Bye, Rome. I love you.
Bye,
I love you.
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 Love you.
I love you.
I can't get enough
viral
of that.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
I wish I had somebody that would just continually say that. I don't care. Doesn't even have to be a kid.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Oh, you know I wrote a script for Hallmark and I submitted it. I want to make my own Hallmark Christmas movie about a man from the city who moves to the country to talk on the radio, and he wants to find love in all the right places. Well, I think I'm on to something.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Ah, that'll get you in the holiday spirit. You know what I like this time of the year as well? The Hallmark Channel. We all love the Hallmark Channel. Even those of us who deny it, we still love it. Months ago, I'm going to get straight with you. I'm going to be very serious. Months ago, I sent a script to the Hallmark Channel on the life of Tom Morgan. It would make a great Hallmark movie. City boy moved to the country in 1982 to find love and romance during the holidays. He didn't. Girlfriend after girlfriend would dump him because of his radio career. And even though he was big in popularity, he couldn't find love. Pretty serious script, huh? Yeah, I think so. Now, that man did grow older, and in the 90s, he got married and had three lovely children. His children all grew and left to tackle the world. His wife divorced him, and now he is a single man living alone again in Central PA. Now, he's going to find it, right? Because all Hallmark movies always end out happy. So I submitted the script to Hallmark, and every once in a while, they send me an email, and I think my time has come. They have done my story in a movie, and I got another email today, so I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to share it with you right now. This could be the one.
Tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
Yes?
Christmas in City Hall.
City
He's
Hall?
He's a hungry young reporter.
Reporter?
Who thinks exposing corruption
no,
in
I'm
City
a radio
Hall
announcer.
Will be his ticket to the big time.
No, that's not
She's
it.
She's a gorgeous, popular mayor.
Oh?
Who's trying to hide her involvement in the salmonella outbreak that ruined last year's Thanksgiving pageant.
Okay, whatever. Okay, but whatever. What happens?
Are they really on a collision course or just falling in love?
What are you,
a brainless idiot?
Okay.
It's Christmas in City Hall, tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
That's not my plot at all, so I guess we should just move on.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
What if the library was more than a library?
But instead of borrowing books, people are able to borrow sewing machines, hammers, drills, all sorts of equipment that they might not own themselves.
Unbelievable! A tool library! Santa Claus is always coming to town, and a late night shopper's update. Good news coming up.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
It's Morgan in the Morning on National Christmas Tree Light Day. What kind of lights do you use? Go to our Facebook page and let us know.
Best songs on the radio. 94.1. 94.1. WQKX. In digital HD. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's some good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Libraries have been around forever, but they only have books. How about stuff like tools?
A tool library is a lot like a book library in the sense that it's a community space where people can borrow things. But instead of borrowing books, people are able to borrow sewing machines, hammers, drills, all sorts of equipment that they might not own themselves. We have woodworking tools, we have gardening tools, we have power tools, we have a lot of saws. A huge piece of the tool library movement is concerned with climate change.
I think this is great.
Does anybody really need to own their own drill?
You're not going to keep tools forever. Go to the tool library. Oh, by the way, it's in Chicago. Maybe coming soon to your neighborhood. Speaking of neighborhoods, late night shopping is going on, and late night shoppers night in Sunbury is tomorrow, and our friend Amanda Furlong was on the show yesterday, but she's happy about the new businesses.
Last year during COVID, we had quite a few open too, and they've done very well. We have Driftwood and Sage. We have the Robin's Nest family restaurant that went into the Edison Hotel. Just a bunch of different things. Some stores have moved around storefront, so they're still in Sunbury, but they've moved different places.
Late night shoppers in Sunbury tomorrow and in Lewisburg on Friday. Lots of good shopping. And Santa Claus, he's everywhere. I mean it. He's visiting the Crotchetville Fire Company on December 16th, and it has to do with Toys for Tots. A great Christmas time good news story in your neighborhood.
It's good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
If your neighborhood has good news, send it to us. Send it to News Radio 1070 WKOK and Mark Lawrence. Always make sure it gets here with Morgan in the Morning.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
In Canada right now, there's a nationwide shortage of maple syrup. For real. And it's a big thing. You know who the biggest consumer of syrup is? Is us. We buy 60% of Canadian syrup. They make 73% of syrup in the world. We buy 60% of it. It's like they opened a donut shop next to a Jenny Craig. They know we can't resist, and they...
Hey, I saw that a new study said that babies start to develop a sense of humor after 1 month. It's pretty obvious when your baby's like, what's the deal with naps?
Happy birthday to one of those guys.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay!
Hurrah. Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go! Yeah. Tyler Joseph of 21 Pilots, 33 years old
33 today.
Still a youngster, but that song there, Level of Concern, will go down in history as the pandemic song.
The pandemic song.
Because he was holed up in his house, and he wrote it and recorded it, and then emailed the band members, and they sent him their instruments.
Uh-huh. I've heard of that before. Other people were doing that, too, during the pandemic.
Very cool.
Yes.
Very cool. All music today. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
The other celebs, Brad Delson from Linkin Park plays the guitar.
I love Linkin Park, too. Okay.
Okay. Bette Midler is 76.
Oh, my goodness. She's like butter, Bette. Butter.
Come on. Come on. Give us a little of Wind Beneath My Wings. Come on.
No. You don't need to hear that. No.
I don't need to hear that?
No.
Okay.
No.
John Densmore, the drummer.
The Doors.
The Doors. Yeah.
Yes.
77 years old today.
Wow. Okay.
Wonder what he's doing.
I don't know. You never hear about him anymore.
You think he's got like a drum kit set up at Nottingham Village and he just plays it for the kids once in a while?
Maybe.
I don't know. And Blue Oyster Cult singer Eric Bloom is 77 years old today. But I know I'm going to insult you, Blue Oyster Cult fans, but every time I think of BOC, I think of SNL. Listen to that cowbell, huh?
It
sounds really good. Maybe a little loud, but wait, what?
Bruce, could you come in here for a second, please? That was going to be a great track. Guys, what's the deal?
Are you sure that was sounding okay?
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell. So, let's take it again. And Gene.
Yeah.
Really explore the studio space this time.
I mean, really. Yeah.
Explore the space.
Explore the space.
I like what I'm hearing.
Roll it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
No, no more cowbell. That was one of my favorite SNL skits ever.
I know, it's the best. And that's all you think of when you hear that song. It's great.
So there you go. Fear the Reaper. And look, it's up on the screen. And Will Ferrell is dancing
around the studio.
Black out that screen. We have to concentrate now. It's time for the local celebs. What do we call them again?
Birthday buddies.
We certainly do. Happy birthday to Amanda Fisher. She's 35 today.
Andrea Galbraith from Sunbury is 41 today.
Deb Hartman from Paxinos, otherwise known as Paxinus, 58.
Deb O'Hearn. Oh, Deb O'Hearn from Combined is 49 today.
Deborah Hartman is 58.
Gina Reed, 48 today.
Happy birthday to Ian Galton from Lewisburg, 48.
James Bartlett from Milton, 45 today.
Happy birthday, Jill Vanelda. Or no, that's Vanada. I'm sorry. I actually know her. She's 43.
Oh,
sorry,
my goodness.
Jill.
Sorry, Jill. John Margell is 51 today.
Happy birthday to Lori Hornberger. I know her, too, from Middleburg, 51.
I don't know if this guy's related to Brad Paisley, but he might be. It's Mike Paisley. He's 57 today. Happy birthday,
Mike. Yeah, that's his younger brother.
Oh, okay.
Sarah Harris from Sealands Grove is 30 years old today.
Teresa Conjura from Danville, 55.
And happy birthday to Todd McCausland from Elizabethville, 48 today. Nothing doing on the Ford Fun Line or Facebook Messenger as far as birthdays. But you could use them, right?
Well, sure, you could use lots of ways.
Yeah, email and text
cowbell.
Club.
Cowbell.
More cowbell?
More cowbell, please.
More cowbell. Okay. Let's see how the guys are doing in the studio.
Okay. You gotta have more cowbell.
Yeah.
Don't blow this force, Gene! Could be so selfish, Gene. Can I just say one thing?
More cowbell! Every day at this time, there's more cowbell.
And birthday buddies, too.
Okay.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll still check on our Facebook post. What kind of lights do you use? White, color, blink,
blinky,
stationary. What do you do?
A little of all, but I remember my dad hated blinking lights. He said they annoyed him terribly, so he never bought blinking lights. And if he did, he took that one little thing out that stopped him from blinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one little bulb. He could not stand blinking lights
but
at all.
But when you say you use all together?
Oh, yeah, sure. Mix and match.
Do you have one of those, like, smoking front porches going on?
I do have a smoking front porch, a Cole Township porch going on, actually, yeah.
We have to visit this more later.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The great light debate continues. Can we have some soft music, please?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, where did this come from? But anyway, I asked for it, so.
It's quite pretty.
It's National Christmas Light Day. Lynn Hall's with us. And
I am.
Lynn said earlier that she goes for all the different kinds of lights. You do not. You're just saying
it's
that stuff.
It's mix and match. No, not really. I like those rope lights, and I don't think they even make them anymore, but my stuff lasts forever. So
okay.
I wrap the rope lights all over the place, and I have, like, red and green ones, and yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes they're there till long after Christmas, but that's another story.
Yeah, and another topic.
Yes.
Real tree or fake tree. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Someone left me two strings of lights here, and
I
know it's a joke.
I see
probably
that.
Sam Tyler.
They're all tangled up, too.
Yeah, and there's one set of white, there's one set of color, and if you look in the corner, the Christmas tree
the
has
tree.
No lights on it.
No, it has a couple of ornaments, though, I can see.
So, somebody wants me to make the light decision.
Uh-huh.
So I turned it over to Central PA on our Facebook page today, and Darnell says, whichever light string has less than three lights blown out on it. It's all good enough.
That's a good idea, yes.
I agree with you. Ron Pratt says, go with the white and stay pure, Tom.
Oh, okay.
Ron, you're a sick man. That's all I have to say. Actually, he's a buddy of mine. Karen says, colored on the tree, but white everywhere else in the house.
That's a great idea. That is.
That's what I used to do. Outdoor lighting was all white. Everything in the house.
That's a great idea.
So I don't know. Let us know. Go to the 94KX Facebook page and let us know what you think. So you were kidding when you said every single kind of light is on your porch.
No, it's not. It's not that bad. But sometimes I'm tempted to do that. Yes.
Well, let me know if you do, because I'm going to see if we can get Life Light to land on your porch. Is that a good idea?
Space.
WQKX.
It's National Pie Day.
Easy as pie.
Well, that's pie.
Blueberry blackberry.
Blackberry boysenberry.
Boysenberry huckleberry.
Huckleberry raspberry.
Raspberry strawberry.
Strawberry cranberry.
American pie. Terrible.
honey pie.
Pie.
I want a piece of that pie.
Easy as pie.
Warm apple pie.
pie, beautiful pie. We posted it early this morning on the 94KX Facebook page. What's your favorite pie? Along with the great Christmas light debate that's going on now. Colored lights, white lights, blue lights, green lights, blinky lights, solid lights. Let us know on Facebook. Did you see my cookie baking post last night? I know how to bake pumpkin pie. That's all I know how to bake. I don't do anything else. I bake pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving, and then I'm good for a year. My partner, who bakes cookies of all varieties and should probably own a bakery, started making Christmas cookies last night, so I helped her. I made oatmeal cookies. I was proud of myself. So I thought I'd post it up, got all kinds of comments from you guys. Maybe I'll try to bake a different kind of pie other than pumpkin, like maybe one with a lid. What do you call that, top crust? I guess the top crust, right? So anyway, maybe I'll, you know, it's National Pie Day. Maybe I'll try to tackle a pie today. But the cookie thing blew up on Facebook, and it got me thinking that the two of us, every couple nights, should make a different kind of cookie. And I'll post it up, because I even got challenged in a bake-off. I was like, well, now I'm not that good yet, but you know what? I could be by Christmas.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Home for the holidays. It's been a long road trip for the Bucknell women's basketball team. Man, and they're finally coming home. Tonight, Coach Trevor Woodruff is in the studio with us. Welcome home, Coach.
Hey, how are you? Good to hear you. Good to see you again.
Are you a little sleepy? You've been gone for days. You
know? It feels like we haven't been home in years, but we're excited to get back.
Yeah, and you've been on the road for 6 games, 4-2. Not bad, huh?
Yeah, we feel good about it. We're going in the right direction. Really youthful, inexperienced team, but we're learning every day, and thankfully we're learning while winning.
Let's talk about coming home tonight, coming up next.
WQKX 94KX.
We call it Morgan in the Morning, mic'd up, and we have got women's basketball coach from Bucknell, Coach Trevor Woodruff, with us. Thanks for coming in, because you just came off a harsh road trip, but it ended out pretty good, right?
It did. Never easy to travel. I think we did something like 2,700 miles, something like that.
Wow.
To start the season, 6 games. But we're back now this week, couple games at home in Soika Pavilion. We're excited. Been over 600 days since we've played with fans in front of us at Soika, so we're excited.
So you're coming out 4-2, which is good for a road trip.
Absolutely,
and,
yeah.
And you start your homestand tonight. Let's talk about that last season versus this season. Before we talk about losing so many players and you have a young team, let's talk about the fact that they were playing in an empty gym, no matter where they went.
Yeah, it was interesting. Certainly not the same environment you grow up playing in and you dream about playing in front of big crowds, excitement and all that stuff. We were glad to be able to play. Bucknell and the Patriot League did a great job just providing us an opportunity to play, but certainly wasn't the same. Really had to create your own energy without anybody else in the arena. It's been good to be back this year, even on the road, to have some people there, but now to be home, see our people, the friendly faces, the supportive people that, you know, have helped us have so much success. We can't wait.
The Soika Psychos.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, tonight's game against St. Francis, your home opener. It's going to be an orange out too, so everybody's going to be getting these orange t-shirts.
Yeah, that's right? My understanding. I don't know if I'll get one, but there'll be some t-shirts for everybody. We're hoping to get some support from obviously the student body, but also the local community. We're really lucky. I believe we have the best fans in the Patriot League, and hopefully we can give them a good show tonight.
Definitely have the support in Central PA. They love Bucknell Bison basketball. Tell us now about senior guard Taylor O'Brien, just named a tournament MVP over Thanksgiving. She's got to be the leader of the team, right?
She sure is. She's a unique talent. Just an unbelievable athlete who happens to play basketball as well, is the way that I look at it. But she can do so many things. She can score at every level from the three-point line. So she's been excellent for us. I think she'll be in contention for player of the year. A lot of our success rides on her shoulders,
yeah.
Which is a lot of pressure to put on somebody, mm-hmm. But she's capable of handling it.
One other senior, so that means your team is young, right?
Yeah, we are. We're full of freshmen and sophomores who are wide-eyed and just trying to figure it out along the way here. But so far, so good. And I think, as I said before, we're learning a lot. And if you can learn and win at the same time, that's good.
Team chemistry, basically the same thing, right? You're not going to get it right away with a bunch of younger players. It's going to grow, right?
Yeah, there's no exact way to figure out the chemistry. We said in July when we returned for practice was, you know, we've got a 5 or 6 month chemistry experiment in front of us. And that's really what it is. The leadership within the locker room, Taylor and Marley, our two seniors, can keep things on the right track.
Coach Trevor Woodruff with us from Bucknell University, the women's basketball coach. Bucknell and St. Francis, the ladies with their home opener tonight at the Soika Center in Lewisburg. Good luck.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having us. Go Bison.
Go Bison.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Still to come, late night TV with Jimmy Fallon, and be careful how many Christmas lights you put up. He'll explain. And Tom's top list of the day, the top gifts to give.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Everyone's starting to decorate for the holidays, so the FAA is warning people not to shine laser light displays into the sky. The pilots are actually fine with the lasers. It's the emotional support cats on board that go nuts. They're just like...
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
You can use it anywhere.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, the number one gift for that person who has everything is actually chocolate. In a new poll, people were asked what gifts you can always fall back on. And the number one answer is chocolate, with 58% of people saying that it's the universally accepted gifts. So, if you already got everything, just hit them with chocolate. Holiday gift baskets, by the way, coming second, followed by gift cards from anywhere. Clothing, accessories, you know, like hats, mittens, and slippers comes next. Socks, seasonal popcorn, pajamas, self-care items, cash. I always say good old-fashioned cash always works out. And coming up on the tail end of the list, not to be confused with chocolate, is simply food. Remember, 63% of Americans have received duplicate gifts. Food is always edible. And there it is.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Our parting shot is on the way. Be careful what you call a virus, or be careful what you call your rock band.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Our final shot, our parting shot, as we say. Before we turn things over to Chad Evans, talk about bad timing in a career. An alternative band released a single in October that was actually climbing the chart. The song is called On and On.
And there's nothing, and there's nothing we can do.
Kind of sounds like David Bowie-ish, doesn't it? I think it's cool.
There's nothing we can do.
Now, the only problem is the name of the band is Omicron. Omicron. They now share that name with the latest COVID variant. Good luck, fellas.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.